Welcome back, my friends, to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are ready for a show today. I'm on one. We got a lot of health articles we're going to be covering today. You got me for a straight hour. No breaks, no commercials, no nonsense. Just a straight hour of an Austin segment and the current health news and a few world updates I'm going to cover on here. But I know you guys like it when I dig in for new research and new health stuff that can keep you feeling better and at your peak. So be sure to check out the site at healthmasters.com. The D3-10000K2, it will be phasing out today as product of the week. You voted, and it won the probiotic blend DF. Probiotic DF. This is a very popular product that we have. This is our entry-level probiotic formula that is still very strong compared to almost every other probiotic on the market. And that will be going on sale later on, probably later on this afternoon. I usually change stuff out at around 3, 4 o'clock. So you guys can check that out on sale for the probiotic DF product of the week. That'll be on sale for pretty decent discount, probably in the teens as far as percentage-wise. And so as far as in the low 40s, 42, 43, I'm probably 14, 50% off on it. So be sure to check that out. That's about all the margin I can move on that product. The probiotics that we use, as most people know, if you've tried them, with the acid-resistant capsules for optimal deliverability and then the quality of the probiotics, they have a massive positive effect on the body. And you can start telling, usually with digestion, with, you know, as far as issues with the gut, bowel movements, everything starting to become much, much better. The body starts functioning much, much better on probiotics. They're really needed. And of course, we have the three tiers of DF, the 100 billion, and the 350, which the 350 is actually rated at 650 billion whenever we build it. It comes out of Europe. So be sure to check those out if you're curious on them. I'll have those up later on this afternoon. And also, to be sure, as I tell you every day, follow us on thebrowershow.com. Get your daily updates with all your world news and health research. You can sign up here at the top. Put your name, email address in. Click the Brower Show and the Health Masters Report. That'll get you the specials on the products from Health Masters and get you the show every single day from the podcast. So there's going to be a lot of stuff we're talking about. We're going to talk about the water supply today. A lot of things you need to be doing to make sure you're keeping it clean. We're going to be talking about omega-3 fats again. Some more research that's come out on cod. Also, too, we're going to talk about high-dose vitamin C and cancer treatment. Not making any claims. This is what the research article is going to talk about here. We have a big detailed, I'm going to do a big show on some research that's come out now with high fructose corn syrup and massively increasing gout. It's a study that was done on males and basically showing that high fructose corn syrup is directly linked to gout. And another study has come out now that high fructose corn syrup is actually directly linked to depression. This is big stuff I'm going to be covering here. So buckle up, get your 5-point harness on, get ready to rock and roll, and let's get at it. So one of the first topics that I wanted to cover here, and this is something that I've talked about many, 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 many times. We talk about it all the time here on the show, and that is the omega-3 fats. New study comes out now. Research is showing that omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil reduce aging and premature frailty. This is talking about 2,000 IUs of D3 also looked at it as far as in 1 gram of omega-3. So ironically, the participants took D3 and also took omega-3 and participated in a home exercise program for 30 minutes three times a week. Our trials indicate a protective effect of the omega-3 treatment on slowing biological aging over 3 years with additive protective effects of the D3 and exercise-based age training. University of Zurich professors, they've said the results extend our previous findings that the three factors combined had the greatest impact on reducing the risk of cancer, preventing premature frailty over a 3-year period, and that was exercise, omega-3s, and D3. The top three things that they said really helped out with premature aging and frailty. Imagine that. So this is a pretty interesting article. Once again, it says, you know, they differ from omega-6s. Omega-6s did not have that level of response at all. And as we know, that omega-6s, that's like soybean oil, canola oil. They are not very good. The only one that I know of that can have positive effects is flaxseed oil, as far as in part of omega-6. But that's still not something that I recommend in super high doses from what I have seen. Because we used to carry it, and I just, I've seen people say they like it, but at the end of the day, I'd rather take good fish oil. It's better. A lot of times the vegan groups, they like to take the flaxseed oil because they don't want to have anything related to fish. That's your choice. That's at least you're getting that compared to not getting any fatty acids. But at the end of the day, good quality, high-dosed, clean, purified omega-3 fatty acids. We have the omega-3 cod from Nord Natural, strawberry flavor for kids and in liquid. We got old-fashioned. We got cinnamon cod. We got the DHA caps. If you're confused, not sure where to start, give us a call at Health Master. We'll be happy to get your order set up and get some omega-3s out to you as soon as possible. And on top of that, make sure you're on the right track with your diet and health overall. So, you know, we're here anytime you need us. And, of course, got my trusty purple sticks in a bottle here. Oh, yes. And everybody's been asking me about that. I know. It was a demo run. I ran out early. The purple sticks in a can, those are in production right now. I finally got the green light on. They should be done in about 4 weeks. And, of course, the purple stick packets, the original convenient packages that we have, we still got plenty of those in stock because I did a huge normal batch of those that I do. But the cans, I have a large batch of those coming in, so those will be back up and on the site. And I don't know, depending on the inventory, I doubt I'm going to be doing 3-packs and case lots on it because that product has a lot of Rawls. You guys looked, a lot of people actually tested it as far as the amount. And it's about 32 full servings, 31 to 32. But based on the scoop, it's about 32 full servings. So it's like almost 10 servings more than the packets are. There's a lot of product in that, and I pack it up to the top with the can. A lot of people are shocked about that when they got it. Because certain stuff, it depends how it's dosed and basically prepped for the cans. But that one, I told them, I was like, I want a full can. So I want to make sure everybody's getting as much as they can of this because everybody knows the purple sticks. It's a top-tier product that really keeps you going because when you start running high doses of caffeine, now this synthetic caffeine I'm referring to, like Red Bull, energy drinks, you know, pre-workouts, vast majority of all those caffeine formulas they have are synthetic caffeine that's based out of China, almost all of them. The problem with that is it's super inflammatory. They're very, very, very poor quality caffeine supplements that are in this product. So what happens is you end up using larger amounts to get the desired results. Well, as you use larger amounts of caffeine, it starts causing inflammatory response and also massive increase in epinephrine and also, too, as far as adrenaline production and also, too, in inflammatory markers because the body starts getting toxic and, like, overstimulated. So you start having massive increase in blood pressure. With the purple sticks, because we actually use a green tea extract that has naturally occurring caffeine in it, you still get that kind of push-up with good sustained energy without a big spike, but you don't have that crash. It just kind of tapers down over 3 or 4 hours. If you need to run another one later in the afternoon, you can, and you don't get that inflammatory response. You don't have the issues with high blood pressure. There have been very, very few cases I've talked to anybody that's had big high blood pressure increases with the purple sticks. I mean, like, rarely. And in most cases, it's not the purple sticks. It's the diet. It's the poor exercise, the poor lifestyle, the lack of water, and other products that may be causing that issue. And so be sure to make sure you're getting quality supplements. If you're going to take something, find out who's making it. I mean, you can call us up, pick up the phone, show up at the office. I'm not there very often. Neither is Dad. But we're there. Sometimes. And if you try to get a hold of us, I can try to make an appointment, set up in the office, I'll come see you guys or your customers. I do that all the time. And so we're here. We are doing the best I can to bring the highest quality supplements every day. So if you need anything, don't hesitate. Take advantage of the website at healthmasters.com and continually get updated news research and the highest quality supplements you can buy. Now, moving on. Next topic here. You guys will like this one. Bottled water contains 3 times more nanoplastics than tap. New study raises fresh concerns about plastic exposure from everyday drinking habits. We've talked about this, man. This has become a continual problem. A lot of times the plastic, as far as in the water, says it contains up to 3 times more nanoparticles as far as plastic than comes out of your tap. Now, the problem is you run into, give me camera 4. The problem is it comes into is a lot of these plastics are starting to get more and more pollutive in the bodies. They start building up, and they're showing now the water samples that they're pulling from a lot of these bottles have 3 times as much nanoplastic as regular treated drinking water. Now, the problem is a lot of the treated drinking water still has fluoride in it, which is an issue. So studies suggest one way to reduce exposure to micro nanoplastics is to limit drinking of bottled water. Our sample size is limited, however, thus I believe more analysis is required with different sources of treated and bottled water. And the issue that you'll find, it usually comes down to from the research that I've done, is the softer the plastic, the higher amounts of BPA and also plasticizers that basically leach into the water. Because the softer the plastic is, the more plasticized they have to put into it. Like, there's some bottles you'll grab and, like, your fingers dig into them. As soon as you grab a water bottle, and you're like, God, that's some thin plastic. The thinner, softer it is, the more toxic it's going to leach into the water. And when it's heated, like what's in the back of a semi-truck going across the country for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days or a week, the hotter it gets, the more nanoplastics. That's like, I mean, everybody's done this before. It'll usually only do it a couple times down here in Florida, especially. You've been outside all day. You're running around. You go get in the truck, and you find a bottle of water in there. You're out doing something. That's all you got. And you don't want to go to the store yet, or you forgot to bring water with you, and you drink it. It's hot bottle water, and it just tastes like straight chemicals. I think everybody's done that probably in Florida. You know, bottle's been in your truck for probably a month, and you're like, I need water. And you drink it, and you spit it out immediately, and you're like, okay, I'm going to the house, or I'm going to the store. I'm not going to drink this, because what happens is the plasticizers leach into the water the hotter it gets. And so you got to be really careful about that. That's why the water distillers that we carry, the BPA-free container that we house the water in, is like, it's like a plexiglass. It doesn't leach anything. It's hard, hard, hard plastic. BPA-free plexiglass, and then that's what's the collector bottle, and the stainless can is what actually boils the water. That, in general, gets almost everything out of the water in there, and then you can add our Aquatrace mineral supply, which I do every single day, back into the water when you're done, whether you want to do it into the distiller craft or you want to do it, you know, as a Yeti or a shaker as you do it, whichever which way, it's good to add the good quality minerals your body needs and get a lot of this junk out of it. So another reason, again, why it's so important to make sure you're monitoring your water supply and trying to stay away from the plastics. Now, a lot of places, they still carry some glass bottles. If you're out at dinner or something, you know, those are usually really good, but they're expensive. They get really expensive. But it just depends what kind of area you're in, what you're wanting to do, and the quality of water you're looking for. Now, interestingly enough, this is a topic I told you guys I was going to get into. This is a original article that came out from 2023. However, it didn't get a lot of coverage when it came out. And the reason why is because it's probably not very positive for the soft drink industry. You guys will find this interesting here. It says total sugar intake is shown to be associated with a higher prevalence of depressive symptoms in obese adults. And now you can go and you can read this whole thing, and I'll post it so you guys can actually go through the entire detail. And it talks about essentially the existing literature repeatedly assess the association between sugar-sweetened beverages and depressive symptoms. But studies of the association of total dietary sugar with depressive symptoms and its association in obese adults are scarce. Thus, the purpose of this cross-sectional study, to weigh access all this information. It says, basically now to the conclusion, I'll dig into the meat of it here in a second. But long story short, it says a higher intake of total sugar was associated with increased odds of clinically relevant depressive symptoms among obese adults. Further studies are needed to confirm the role of total sugar in depressive symptoms. And it goes in here talking about the burden that these high dose sugar consumption is causing across the entire world, not just the United States. It's across the entire world. Now, the United States, we just love the worst sugar in the world. I mean, God forbid we drink raw cane sugar, which is already bad enough. We got to do high fructose corn syrup, 60, 70, 80% high fructose corn syrup. And you got to sit there and put it in everything. It's in ice cream. It's in sodas. It's in food. It's in candy. It's in sweets. I mean, it's the cheapest quality sugar you can put into anything. I mean, it's straight trash. They put it and they add it to swine fattening feed and hogs because it makes them gain so much weight so abruptly. It's horrific on the digestive system. It massively increases inflammation. It swells everything up. It causes non-alcoholic fatty liver disease directly linked to it, and it increases inflammation in every area of the body. And that's high fructose corn syrup. Sugar still does the same thing. High fructose corn syrup's on another level as far as what it does to the body from toxicity. And so here, once again, you've got another study showing that the more sugar you eat, the higher your chance of depression. Now, again, this was tested on obese individuals, but I can guarantee you, if I was going to bet on this, I would bet that this is going to be prevalent in the entire population, whether obese or lean. The more sugar you increase, the higher your increase of high fructose corn syrup, the more depressive symptoms you're going to have. Because remember here, It talks about the method of the total sugar intake on the 24-hour dietary recalls and depressive symptoms were assessed by 9-item patient health questionnaire. So they were looking and questioning how much sugar they were eating and how many depressive symptoms they were having. Every single patient, if you read down here into it, was having some type of depressive symptoms the higher their sugar intake went on their scale that they're recording. So you got to ask yourself a question. If you know a product is causing this, if you know an ingredient is causing these issues in your body, if you know it's increasing issues with inflammation in the body, you know it increases basically your risk of cancer long term. It feeds cancer like race fuel. I mean, if you got a tumor and basically race fuel is sugar, it's like pouring race fuel on a tumor and lighting it on fire. And not a good way. It just makes it grow exponential. That's why sugar, caffeine, alcohol are the three things that have always been said from physicians that actually know what they're talking about to make sure you cut out of your diet if you're dealing with that pesky C word. That is one of those things you've got to look at and assess. And I'm not giving you any type of medical advice at all whatsoever right now. I'm just giving you my opinion based on the research that's currently available out there online. As it ties into it, another study, National Library of Medicine, once again, soft drinks, fructose consumption, and the risk of gout in men, a prospective cohort study done over 12 years to examine the relation between the intake of sugar-sweetened soft drinks, fructose, and the incident risk in gout. The results, look at this. During the 12 years of follow-up, 755 confirmed incident cases of gout were reported. Increased intake of sugar-sweetened soft drinks was associated with increased risk of gout. Prospective data suggests the consumption of sugar-sweetened soft drinks and fructose is strongly associated with increased risk of gout. Men, furthermore, fructose-rich fruits and fruit juices also may increase that risk. Diet soft drinks were not associated with the risk of gout. They got a whole other health problems as far as with the aspartame and sucralose. But the high fructose corn syrup was directly linked to this. And that's why it even says here, too, the high fructose corn syrup in the soda was extremely linked to it, but also fruit juices. Be very careful. Most fruit juices, people always have this concept in their head, right? You think like, oh, it's fruit juice. It's healthy. Well, 90 to 92% of the fruit juices that you pull up on the market don't even have real fruit in them. Let's be real. They'll say it on the back. They'll say, this contains 10% fruit juice. Okay, if you're drinking a bottle, and it's a 10-ounce bottle, and, you know, 10% is fruit juice, that means only 1 ounce, 1 ounce, one shot glass, 1 ounce of that 10-ounce bottle of fruit juice is actual fruit juice. And it's heavily processed that. The rest of it is what? Water, sugar, flavoring. So you're not drinking fruit juice. Just bust that bubble right there. And you'll notice a while back ago, somebody, I forgot what it was. It was cranberry juice. Someone wants some cranberry juice. We're at the store. I was with them. And they were grabbing it. And I was like, okay. And they grabbed one. I was like, is that cranberry juice? The bottle just looked too red. I mean, it was, I'm like, no, stop. Turn it around. And they looked at it. Sure enough, right on the back, contains 5% cranberry juice. 5%? 5%? Are you joking me? And, of course, water, high fructose corn syrup, red 40. I mean, it was like the worst one. I said, no. As if you're not buying that one. That was just, well, I just need it for that. No, you don't need it for anything. Hey, at least get 100% cranberry. What's bitter? Yeah, cranberry juice is bitter. It's not supposed to taste like high fructose corn syrup. As if you're going to get one, you have to have it sweet. Get at least some 95 or 100% cranberry juice with added sugar to it. That's worse, as bad as it gets. But my God, drinking straight high fructose corn syrup with red 40 in it, I'm like, that's as bad as it could possibly get. So be aware of that, especially these fructose drinks, because a lot of times drinks too, you'll actually see it's not even high fructose corn syrup sometimes. Most time it is. Sometimes it says straight fructose on the back, fructose. Stay away from that as well. No reason to put it in your body. And it says right here, most common inflammatory arthritis in men is gout. The overall burden from this disease remains substantial and is growing. And this is what happens when you start seeing massive inflammation in the joints. Exactly what I've talked about with sugar. So again, my friends, if you're trying to get... So here's the part where I give you the advice on how to handle this. If you're having gout, guys, or if you're having inflammatory problems in the body, first off, you've got to cut the culprit out. The high fructose corn syrup, the regular fructose, basically the sugar. Cut it out. limit sugar as much as possible. If you are going to eat sugar, you're going to eat something and make sure you're getting at least protein beforehand. This is why I've told people, if you're going to have, say, like, you know, I don't know, a cookie. You know, some, you're making some organic cookies tonight. I love cookies. I try not to eat them. There's useful. There's no purpose to them whatsoever. They just taste good. They do nothing for your body positive. But I digress. So you want to have a couple cookies. Eat a cookie after you've already had like four eggs or some protein. First off, A, what it's going to do is when you have a high protein, high fat, high good fat, let me clarify that, like egg fat, high protein, high fat diet meal, and then you eat a cookie afterwards, the fat and protein almost immediately blunt the insulin spike from the cookie because your body's processed all that protein and fat. So it doesn't get to the sugar that doesn't cause a massive insulin spike. That helps right there with not massively increasing body fat from that cookie. Secondly, what it does is it doesn't have as bad of an inflammatory response because it's gradual the way it processes the high, basically the sugar, basically the extreme, you know, the sugar process way it hits your body. So it's not increasing the insulin, it's not increasing the inflammation, and the high, basically, glycemic index of the cookie isn't hitting you as hard as it would on an empty stomach, so it doesn't have as many issues. Now, again, you keep eating numerous cookies over a period of time, that concept goes out the window. But if you're going to eat some high sugar food, make sure you're getting good protein and fat in beforehand. It'll really help out with the processing of that. Secondly, cutting those out of your diet, make sure you're taking either the turmeric force and or the GHI cleanse. Turmeric is a massive anti-inflammatory supplement. I mean, it will drop inflammation through the floor very quickly, especially our turmeric force. The GHI massively decreases gut inflammation. I've got a good friend of mine. He's had his girlfriend on it for the last couple months now. She's having gut problems. Like, all our gut problems are gone now. She's drinking like 2-3 GHI cleanse shakes a day on top of regular meals. And I've told you that before. I've done numerous GHI cleanses. Whether you want to fast for 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, they're an incredible thing to do. If you're not wanting to do a full hunger fast, or you can't handle it, or it's just something you can't do, and you don't want to fast, the GHI fast cleanse is great because you're cutting food out, you let your body rest, you let your digestive system rest, and you put a bunch of nutrients through it and anti-inflammatory supplements through it, and just let the body chill out and cleanse for a day or two and just relax and get that inflammation down. I promise you, you do a couple-day GHI cleanse fast like that, your inflammation response will drop off precipitously by the third day usually. It takes usually 3 days to get a real inflammation response decrease in it with no food, but I promise you it will have a response. So check it out. If you've got questions, you can email us or call us at healthmasters.com. We're always here to help you guys out. Now, switching gears now. High-dose vitamin C. This is Professor Ian Brighthope. Offers the benefits of vitamin C. He talks about it in the big C word. Vitamin C support for this. Now, I'm going here. I want you guys to read this here in a second. The vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant. Helps protect cells in the body. At normal levels, it works as defense against damage. But when done high-dose intravenously, it turns into something even more powerful, a pro-oxidant. Pro-oxidants are substances that can initiate or promote oxidative processes, leading to the production of free radicals, reactive oxygen species. Meaning, vitamin C pretty much produces hydrogen peroxide, which damages cancer cells and kills every harmful thing in your body without ever harming a healthy cell. High-dose vitamin C can help trigger cancer cells to die, says the doctor, a process called basically apoptosis. It also helps make more collagen, which can slow the growth and spread of cancer. Now, let me stop right there. I know our bovine grass-fed collagen's out of stock. That's also in production right now as well. There's certain products, certain raw ingredients that I use because I'm very, very picky where I get them from, and sometimes stuff gets delayed, especially lately. For some odd reason, the beginning of the year, and I don't know why this is, but a lot of people just don't like to get stuff done. And I'm not going to fuss. And it's not you guys. You guys are great. You guys take care of us. We get your products as fast as possible. We don't miss a beat of health. You notice that. But, you know, last, what, 3 or 4 Mondays in the first 6 weeks of the U.S. here, I think it's the first 6 weeks, like there's been 3 or 4 Mondays that have been national holidays. Post office doesn't run. Half the companies across the country, we don't want to work. We're taking an early day off Friday, and we're not showing up till Tuesday. I'm like, you just had Thanksgiving 4-day weekend. You just had Christmas 4-day weekend. Then you had a 4-day New Year's weekend. My gosh, how long does it take to get yourself together? Well, it's Monday, second week of January, we're taking off. And we're taking off again and again. And I'm like, just do work, man. people need stuff done. And so what happens is a lot of these suppliers, and again, not going to put anybody on blast, but they just want to constantly keep taking off. It's a national holiday. We're taking off, too, for a 4-day. I'm like, so you're taking off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday? Because the post office said it's President's Day? Like, okay, makes sense from a business model, not. So, again, bear with me on it. The beginning of the year is usually slow with some of these suppliers. And, again, I work the best I can to make everything happen. But there's a lot of moving parts with some of these raw ingredients, especially because I've rejected them multiple times with certain companies. They show up. I get third-party assay testing. It comes back, and I'm like, I'm not taking delivery of the raw. I'm not using it. And they're like, why? We got it. I said, well, that's a you problem. I said, you told me that I got assay testing before I ordered it. I got assay testing after I ordered it. Is that what you said it was? They don't match. That's not my problem. That's a you problem. You got to figure this out because I'm paying for what I'm paying for. The contract dictates what I'm paying for the first assay testing. So that's just some backstory about what I have to do on a regular basis to make sure you guys have the highest quality supplements. So thank you for your support on that. Same thing like that's why with the vitamin C here, we have the vitamin C antioxidant formula, the excellent C, and the vitamin C powder, which the antioxidant formula. And that's why if you notice, you can take small doses of that throughout the day and get your vitamin C levels really, really elevated with some of the capsules or the powder. And this is what they're saying here, is that the higher dose you get this vitamin C, it's got a massive anti-inflammatory response in the body. And it's also got a massive pro-protection formula in the body. And then if you get intravenous done on top of that, which there's a lot of places now, a lot of these wellness clinics that do intravenous vitamin C. I've done them for years. And back in the day, I remember we had a doc that used to do them. Great doc. He's no longer with us anymore. But if I started getting like a little tired, a little run down, I was just go, go, go. I would go in on like a Thursday or Friday, and I didn't hook me up to vitamin C. I got like 50,000 milligrams of intravenous vitamin C. Now, if you're not used to it, it is sometimes it'll make you nauseous. It'll give you some cotton mouth. You don't feel that good while you're getting it done. I will be completely honest with you, the high dose like that. But about an hour or so afterwards, you notice a massive increase in energy. And you'll notice if something's you're fighting, you're not feeling good, it knocks it out. Pretty much done. Granted, it's a little bit more invasive because you gotta sit with IV for like an hour, hour and a half, depending on how much you're taking in, how slow, how long your body takes it. Sometimes it's 45 minutes, sometimes it's an hour. It all depends on basically, like I said, the amount you're taking. But it's one of those things that has a good effect. However, that can be, again, pretty invasive for some people, especially if they don't like needles. I don't like needles either. Nobody really likes needles. Let's be real. Like, I'm so excited to get a needle stuck in my arm, get intravenous. So the next best thing is microdosing the vitamin C throughout the day. Generally about a gram to a gram and a half with meals, 2 to 3 to 4 times a day, depending on what you can handle, up to about 5 to 6 grams total throughout the day. If you're starting to get run down or you're really trying to fight something off or something's trying to jump on you, that'll really do it. And usually when you do that microdosing throughout the day, you don't have the bowel irritation as far as, you know, because it can cause diarrhea in high dose, just part of what it is. Especially if you try to take all this vitamin C in one sitting, it's not going to happen. So you got to take it throughout the day with food, and you'll massively get your vitamin C plasma levels up throughout your body, and you'll notice your energy goes to the roof after you do that for a couple days. I mean, I take vitamin C in the morning with my shake. I take it at lunch with my meals. I take it again before bed. I take it 3 times a day, every single day. It usually is about a half. It's about a gram to a gram and a half. That's why I stay on average. So I usually stay about 3 to 4 grams a day. I don't need much more than that. That keeps me running really, really good, especially like Sunday, we're out training. It's 92 degrees. Monday, I come to the studio. It's 34 degrees when I wake up. And I'm like, gosh, Florida, make up your mind. Now, I know everybody listening right now that's up north is going to start shaking their head and yelling at me. I know you're already mad at me. You're like, we got 2 feet of snow right now, and it's negative 20 up in Michigan. I got it. I'm sorry for your loss. I hope it gets better. But Florida gets cold, man. 30s in Florida's cold. It's wet down here. It's 99% humidity, like, year-round. So when it gets in the 30s, it gets cold. I've even had people say that. They come from up north. They're like, yeah, I'm used to being in the snow. They're like, I come down to Florida, and it hits 40, and it's like, it's cold. It's a deep cold. It gets down to your bones. But I digress. This is Florida. So, but we're not really, we're kind of full. We don't really need anybody else down here. Granted, if you're a patriot, you're Second Amendment supporter, you're conservative, you hate pedophiles, and you want to make sure you support our constitutional rights, I love you down here in Florida. You're great. Everybody else, it's time to leave because I'm sick of dealing with the liberals down here, man. It's like everybody and their mom that's just completely and totally out of control with the most stupidity, the biggest stupidity communist ideology has moved down to Florida. People I engage and talk to, I get in arguments in out public from like California or New York. I'm now running into them in Florida all the time. And I'm like, dude, this is not the state to do this in. Please stop being dumb or leave. Nobody wants your ideology here at all. Just clarify it. The other day I was talking to somebody and they were bringing up the topic of like, you know, how, you know, firearms are really over, you know, too heavily used in Florida and all this stuff. And I'm like, you know, I'm talking to them, where are you from? Oh, from Chicago. I'm like, I'm about to spit my drink out. I'm like, you're lecturing us about firearms and you're from Chicago? By all means, don't let the door hit you in the butt when you go back to Chicago. I mean, that's Chirac up there. I mean, they can't even figure out. They have to figure out what to do their field off. They don't even know what to do up there. It's just like, oh, yeah, well, I mean, they have websites on how many shootings. And I'm not making fun of everybody that's involved in that up there. It's just horrific, the gang violence. But don't come down to Florida and lecture me about firearms. This is a free state, man. One of the main reasons why in a lot of areas we don't have very much crime is because everybody carries. Not because everybody wants to be cool, run around, I got a firearm. It's just because it's the way of life down here. You got to deal with the water moccasins. You got to deal with the gators. You got to deal with the meth heads. So at the end of the day, yeah, you pretty much need to carry a firearm down here, especially in some of the rural areas where there's not much law enforcement presence. That kind of is the gap that you got to fill in. So don't move down here and lecture me about your beliefs. I don't want to hear them. It's like me going up to Chicago and lecturing you about them. I'm not going to go up there, period. Too cold. Anyways, side note, before I digress into a whole other rant on a different topic that I don't need to get onto today, make everybody mad, vitamin D. This is a really cool study here now. This is why I tell everybody, expectant mothers, got to look at vitamin D levels all the time while you're pregnant. Vitamin D supplementation during pregnancy improves child's bone density for years to come. This is why I tell you, it's so important to make sure, women, when you're pregnant, you're getting the highest quality prenatals you can possibly get. I mean it sincerely. You got 9 months to build this kid. 9 months. After that, if you don't want to be as worried about it, that's on you. That's completely up to you. That's your choice. I'm not going to lecture you on it. But you're building a child. You're building a future person. You're building somebody that what you do in those 9 months are going to affect that child for probably close to 100 years later. Being real. On their lifespan. And it says to potentially reduce the risk of fractures and osteoporosis later in life. But the average prenatal vitamin is not enough, and that is a fact. Most women that I've worked with, including Lana and other people, that basically other women that have been pregnant, they usually have to take about 10,000 to 20,000 IUs per day throughout certain parts of the pregnancy in order to keep their vitamin D levels up to that 40, 50, 60 range. I prefer over 50 if the pregnancy. I like to say 50, 60, period, my personal self. Pregnancy, a minimal, I try to say 50 to 60. The doctors say it's got to be at least over 25. God, that's the base threshold, y'all. I mean, it's like 60 milligrams a day to prevent scurvy of vitamin C. Cool, dude. You're preventing scurvy. Congratulations. You're not dying. Vitamin D is crucial. It says the randomized controlled trial established a causal link, suggesting that vitamin D during pregnancy directly strengthens child bones. Look at, I want you to read this. The controlled trial established a link suggesting that vitamin D supplementation during pregnancy directly strengthens children's bones. This is just one of the very many things vitamin D does for the body of the fetus while somebody's pregnant. Strong bones, strong start. Childs born to mothers who took vitamin D supplements during pregnancy had bones that were 18% denser. 18% denser on average than those whose mothers did not take the supplement. The difference may help reduce the risk of fractures and other bone problems later in life. And they've shown this now, and you always kind of wonder this. I've seen it before as an adult now and as a kid all the way growing up. And I look back now and I reflect on this. And you always kind of knew some kids that you grew up with. And it was like they were constantly in a cast. You know, it's like, oh, they broke their arm today. They broke their leg today. They broke their wrist today. And I'm not talking about high intensity sports because I grew up in motocross. That's a whole other animal, a whole other topic for another day. Not a sport I recommend for children. It's fun. It's a blast. There's no long-term money in unless you're top of the world. And it's a very, very brutal sport on the body. It just wears the body out. That being said, just normal basis, you get these kids that constantly breaking bones all the time. A lot of it, I think now, if you did, again, this is speculation based off this research, I would say that if you did study, if I was going to bet on it, I would say that a lot of those kids you see that constantly are breaking stuff in those younger years, their moms probably had a low intake of vitamin D levels when they were pregnant. Again, that's speculation, but I would base that off this. And another thing, too, that plays a huge role into it is childhood soda consumption. Soda is extremely acidic. Coca-Cola is somewhere around like 2.5, 2.8 pH. I mean, it's like one section above battery acid. Phosphoric acid in soda is so acidic that the body has to leach calcium out of the bones in order to neutralize the acidity in the stomach so it doesn't start burning a hole through your small intestines. That's how toxic soda is. And you got to remember, in children, they don't have a developed body as much as humans are, not as much humans, as much as adults are. So their bodies aren't fully developed yet. They're still trying to process and grow. Their bodies need an enormous amount of nutrients and, you know, nutrient-rich foods and supplements to maintain overall health. So if you're taking a kid that's already trying to grow, their body's already sucking up every nutrient it can get to grow, and now you're dumping phosphoric acid into it, causing the body to become more acidic, causing the bones to become more brittle, you're going to have problems. And then stack down on top of the mom didn't have adequate prenatals, D3. You're looking at a recipe disaster. Like the gingerbread children. It's like, oh, broke this, broke that, broke this, broke a toe. So again, stay away from that. And if you are pregnant, or if your wife, your girlfriend's pregnant, you're looking at your family member's pregnant, anybody's pregnant, make sure you get this information out to them that they're getting healthy top prenatals, good omega-3 fats, especially with high-dose folate. And when pregnant women, you got to make sure they're getting folate, 5-MTHF. That's 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. That is the methylated form of folate. Super important you have that on your ingredients. That's pretty much all we use in any of our major supplements like that. There's a few we use regular folate acid. That's just to use a supplement addition in there. But the ones that are really important, like the prenatals and the ultimate multiple, we always use the folate in that formula. And we have D3 in those formulas, but adding additional D3, it says according to the results here, vitamin D supplementation during pregnancy improved bone mineral density in children at age 4. So it had a building effect on the child even after the child was born. They showed that the high-dose D3 supplementation in the pregnant women had an increased risk of bone density in the children at 4 years age, meaning the D3 that was consumed for that 9 months had a benefit effect for years to come after that child was already born. That's why I said what you take in, what you eat, the nutrients you take while you're pregnant has an enormous change and impact on the body, even if the child's already born. Think about that one for a second. As you're pregnant and you're trying to make sure you're giving the highest quality supplements, do you need anything? Health Master's here to give you guys those prenatals, to give y'all the D3, to give you guys the omega-3 fats, because that's the products that I use, my kids use, everybody uses. So if you need anything, check us out at healthmasters.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter, too, so we can get you things updated every single day. Now, switch. I told you guys there's a lot of info today, man. I was up late last night. I was just like racking, and I'm like, yeah, we're gonna give you guys a show. You guys want a bunch of info? I'm going to give you a bunch of info. To the point, you guys are going to have to watch this show 2 or 3 times to digest all of it. And I'm trying to talk slow. If you haven't noticed, because I get the emails on it, I keep trying to dial it back. Got a lot to say. I say it really fast. My brain works faster. My mouth does sometimes, especially on purple sticks. So I'm trying to give you guys this research, detailed, and make it as concise as possible because I know I start moving really, really quick here. So in other news, let me pull up the other article I have going on here. We'll kind of change gears. Oh, yeah, speaking of world news, I wanted to cover that. Trump's new 10% global tariff takes effect. Despite the new tariff regime, trade uncertainty remains. Many companies now are requesting refunds, which by one estimate could total $175 billion. And I'm just going to give you my thoughts on this real quick, and then I'm going to switch to another health gear. So I'm just kind of breaking it up. In the State of the Union last night, I will be completely honest with you. I didn't watch it. Not that I wasn't curious. I watched some clips today. I'll be honest with you. I'll be completely transparent with you guys. I don't believe anything I'm being told anymore from any part of the government. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care about anything. Everything we were told that we were getting with the new administration has been a complete lie. Everything they want to do is they want to brag about it's the greatest economy and the greatest Dow rating. I mean, when Pam Bondi is in a congressional hearing and we're talking about children, now I want to get into this topic, children being trafficked, And her response is, the Dow's at 50,000.
What?
Did you just compare the quality of the human life and children's life and trafficking situations to the Dow Jones being relevant because it's up by manipulated market controlled by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard? And that's your comparison? I saw that the other day. I didn't even cover it on the show because it made me so mad. And I'm not going to go and try now because I'm going to get irate. And I'm going to start throwing stuff. And then stuff gets broken. And then I got to pay for it. And I don't want to do it today. I got the set's nice. Everything's clean. We're good. I've had enough purple sticks for the day. But I just saw that. And I was like, that's the best you're going to give us. Children are getting trafficked. You know what I saw the other day? The FBI's reports. Roughly up to about 800,000 children a year in the United States go missing. 800,000, almost a million children go missing every year. FBI statistics that are unaccounted for. But hey, the Dow has been artificially manipulated and propped up with funny money and inflation marks to 50,000 now. So guys, be happy. So again, forgive me if I don't take anything they say as truth or realism. It's all, in my opinion, theater. And this entire tariff thing is now turning into just this giant boondoggle. But again, I told you, they're changing out 10% global tariffs on everything across the board. That ain't going to change much, actually, at all with you or me with the supplementation, because I already got 10% tariffs coming out of Europe on all supplements, so nothing's going to change. I've already eaten those prices. So, again, don't be concerned about that with Health Masters. We're going to keep bringing you guys high-quality supplements, and nothing's going to change with that. But as far as in other markets, gosh, what a mess on this. I just thought I'd cover that very briefly. And also, too, in other news, this is something interesting. Millions of checks go out of student loan servicer settlement. Navit, which formerly handled student loans, is paying up to $100 million to compensate eligible borrowers. And I'm bringing this up very quickly, and I'm going to switch gears again here in a second. But they're paying the final judgment. They're paying out $120 million in settlement allegations to engage in widespread service failures. And it goes all the way back to 2017. And this company serviced 6 million federal student loans at one point, and the agency was accused of steering struggling borrowers into costly long-term forbearance instead of directing them to more affordable, income-driven repayments with lower interest over time. So what they did was they put them in this forbearance area where their payments were suspended for a while or massively dropped, but at an extremely high interest rate. This was usury at its finest example, guys. And I hate, and I can hate it, because Jesus, the only time he had righteous anger and whipped the stinking Pharisees and the money changers and the money, I got my free air, my free money, my big nose, and I get everybody's stuff for free. He freaking whipped them and kicked them out of the temple for this exact thing. It was money manipulation with unjust scales. They manipulated these kids. They were having a hard time already paying their payments. So they said, oh, we're going to go forbearance. We're going to drop your payment next to nothing so you can get it back on your feet. At 25 to 29% interest for the time being. So what happened was their small payment went 100% to interest. They would pay any principal on it. So they're paying interest. Then 2 or 3 years later, they come back. They go, hey, I can make a little bit of payment now. You know, I had 20, 30,000 in interest. Where am I at with it? They go, oh, by the way, you're 20, 30,000 in, you know, debt still. They go, oh, yeah, you're like 35,000 in debt now. Well, how did my debt go up? Well, your interest rate went up. And your payment wasn't even covering the interest on the loan. Read about this. The interest and payment that we gave you to forbear it didn't even cover the interest on the loan. Meaning the money you were paying was going to straight interest, and it didn't even cover the interest. So your interest was accruing up higher and higher and higher on your account balance while you thought you were at least trying to maintain some level of liquidity with your life. You go back in and say, well, I owe $30,000 when I went to this forbearance program. Now I owe $35,000, and I've still been making some small payments. This is all about manipulatory tactics with these unbelievably predatory schemes that these banks do, and I loathe it. I loathe it to the highest level because these guys know exactly what they're doing. They manipulate it. They've been doing it for thousands of years. They're not promised everybody's money 3,000 years ago. These guys are manipulators and liars at the very top. So be cautious. When you're signing notes, you're taking on payments, know what the heck you're getting involved in, guys. And I mean that sincerely. And teach your kids. That's another thing. Teach your kids about money. My kids know all about money, finances, savings, taxes, and all types of everything else. I continue to basically try to reiterate and put into them. Because at the end of the day, who's supposed to teach them about it? Me? I can. I'll try on the show. But at the end of the day, it's really your responsibility. It's your responsibility to give them the highest quality nutrients and the highest quality knowledge that you can possibly do. So be sure you're doing that with your kids. Let me switch gears here now, as I'm running out of time. I just looked at the clock on here. I got a bunch more health stuff we're going to cover. And we're going into, here's one right here. I want you guys to check this out. This is Muscle Power predicts longevity build, then strength on how to build it. All right. It says Muscle Power predicts longevity better than strength. So this is something interesting from a health standpoint in the gym. It says a group of researchers followed nearly 4,000 adults from age 46 to 75 for 11 years. They found that muscle power was a stronger predictive of early death than muscle strength. Participants with the lowest muscle power had about 6 times higher risk of dying during the study compared to those with higher power levels. Now, how is that determined? That's the thing you got to ask yourself here. In other words, how quick your muscles can produce force seems to matter more for long-term health than how much force they can produce at maximum effort. This goes into muscle endurance that I talked about and muscle speed. It's one thing to go in there and like, this is why I talked so many times before, and I told young kids this, because everybody does this when they're younger. They get in the gym. How much can you bench? I'm doing my one rep max. And I get it. You got to pay your dues when you're younger. You got to watch your shoulders and all that. But at the end of the day, quality of how much force you can produce repeatedly and how quickly you can produce it is much better than just a maximum effort one time or two times. And this goes back into basically the resistance training and being able to do things with repetition and have longer muscle endurance. This is crucial, and it's good for overall functioning life. Over the weekend, last weekend, while I was training over the Ranger ran, how quickly you can produce it is much better than just a maximum effort one time or two times. And this goes back into basically the resistance training and being able to do things with repetition and have longer muscle endurance. This is crucial, and it's good for overall functioning life. Over the weekend, last weekend, while I was training over the Ranger ran, if you don't have the basically the endurance to do it. You know, 30, 40 pounds with ammo, mags, plates, rifle, plus, you know, it wears on you after a while. So you've got to have the muscle endurance and the stamina to be able to push through that. And that's why a lot of times you get guys in jiu-jitsu, I've had guys come in that are real big, you know, bodybuilders, 30 seconds on the mat, they're gassed. I was the same way before, back in my early 20s, I was real muscle heavy and I was bodybuilding. You know, the endurance level wasn't there long term. So again, this is why this article talks about muscle power drops too low to perform strong movements. The risk starts to stack up. There's immediate danger. And so even though this is talking about older individuals, the endurance aspect and muscle endurance aspect is a key factor in being able to have longevity and stay strong and healthy as you get older. So this is a good topic I want you guys to read on here, and I'll post it on the website so you guys can go over it later on. Now, switching gears now, too, this is a crazy one. I'm going to cover this. 15 states now are suing RFK Jr. for changing the vaccine schedule based on the CDC. It says the new schedule will damage public health by decreasing vaccine uptake and increasing rates of vaccine-preventable diseases. First off, everybody can still get all the crazy, disgusting, toxic shots they want to get. Let's clarify that. The CDC didn't say you're not allowed to inject your child with all the crazy vaccines if you're that stupid to do so. You can still do all kinds of stuff. It's the vaccine-recommended schedules changing because they're realizing we aren't making a positive benefit. Increase of autoimmune diseases, up. Increase of basically inflammatory diseases, up. Cases of autism, up. Every single health problem is going up with young children. Yeah, we're increasing the shot schedule. You know, continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again, expect different results, is the definition of insanity. Loose quote from Einstein. If we keep doing something and we increase doing something and we're getting the same bad results, at what point in time do you go, this isn't working? Maybe we should question this. But again, you have these states. A lot of them get pharmaceutical funding for their representatives. Remember that. A lot of these representatives that are doing this now, they get massive support and massive lobbying from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So they get a lot of their money when they get reelected from Big Pharma. So they're sitting there supporting Big Pharma, because now what's happened is now the vaccine makers are going, crap, we're not going to make near as much money. We've got a set price point now that we've been making, a set revenue that we're used to making because of the CDC shot schedule. That's dropping now, which means our revenue and our profitability in the sector is going to go down. Good riddance. Do something else with your life besides make toxic shots. The problem that I have with this is I am not diametrically opposed to immunizations. I'm not. I've talked to you guys in the research and the understanding behind them. I'm very well versed in that topic. What I am completely and totally opposed against are toxic shots with adjuvants like enormous amounts of aluminum and polyasorbit 80 and thimerosal that's still in a lot of shots, by the way. They say it's out and it's not. I'm diametrically opposed to those. The vaccine makers go, there's no way for us to make a shot that doesn't have an inflammatory response to, you know, get the body to build these antibodies. That's a complete lie. They've done research for years. There's multiple different compounds you can use that are not nearly as toxic as what they put in the body. They do these shots because they have massive inflammatory responses and it causes the child to get sicker. This is my opinion and many other researchers' opinion. Those same pharmaceutical companies, and I covered this in detail 4 weeks ago, these pharmaceutical companies that make these shots that are causing these health problems are the same pharmaceutical companies that also own the drugs that are used to treat the symptoms from the side effects from the shot, meaning the anti-eczema shots or the anti-eczema cream that Big Pharma sells is also owned by the same company that makes vaccines that causes eczema. Eczema is a known regular side effect from the vaccine shots. There's no question about it. It's listed on every single potential side effect list on every shot. I've looked through them. Eczema, autoimmune disorders, all types of inflammatory markers. It's listed as the side effect from the shot. They don't even hide it. It's on the vaccine sheet. So you got to ask yourself the question, who benefits, what's it doing, and is that okay? The answer is, I'm not going to go along with it. Do your own research. I'm not telling you what to do with your kids. Never going to do that. What I am telling you is, do your own research and make your own informed consent. Informed consent is the basis building block foundation of science and medical information. Informed consent is what separates us from having experiments done to us without our will and have the ability to take a step back and say, nah, I'm a pass. Informed consent was violated to the high heavens during COVID when OSHA came in and said, by the way, all your employees are going to get a shot if you got 50 or more employees, or we're going to fine you $5,000 to $10,000 employee. OSHA A had no right to do that. That was a complete and total scam from a 1986 old statute that Biden and the bumbling buffoons got to do as far as OSHA. They never had the right to do that. That was nothing to do with workplace safety. It was an experimental RNA gene therapy shot. It was experimental. And yet again, it happened. Do not allow yourself to fall prey to that. Do your research. I don't care what anybody tells you you have to do from a medical standpoint. You have a choice in this country to make a choice on what you want to do, whether it's your food, whether it's vaccines, whether it's drugs. You have a choice to make, and that's up to you. And always maintain that right, because once you give that right up, it's very, very hard to get back. And speaking of weird stuff, this is an article now that came out now from Children's Health Defense. This is pretty crazy. Project Artichoke. Now, this is a documented project that the CIA was directly involved in 1952. So I'm tying it all back in here. A recent unearthed April 23rd, 1952 CIA document, Special Research for Artichoke, describes a series of ideas for how to develop chemicals designed to alter human behavior and thought. The proposals and the document were part of CIA's top secret Project Artichoke that ran from 1951 to 1956. Funny how the CIA got formed. All these weird things happened right after World War II, after we had Project Paperclip and brought all the scientists over here from the Nazi Party. They were doing all this research, and we started it back up again under the CIA in the United States. Just a side note. Just thought I would work that up. The CIA brainstormed secret ways to perform mind control on humans, including concealing drugs and vaccines, widely consumed food products, and all types of other items. The 7-page document, Special Research for Artichoke, which you can pull up here, is dated April 23, 1952. The proposal, which got declassified in 1983, pretty much got no coverage. I mean, it got declassified and went, boom, straight in the file, down in the basement, nobody talk about it. Well, it's starting to get circulated on social media again now. And again, it says some of the suggestions are controversial. The proposal includes administering drugs a secret part of a long-range approach to subjects. The study included chemicals or drugs that can effectively be concealed in common items such as food, water, Coca-Cola, beer, liquor, cigarettes. Ironically, they picked those. The type of drug should also be capable of use in standard medical treatments such as vaccinations and shots. They went on to say here that they want to use also some different types of species of mushrooms that preserve a type of intoxicant and mental derangement, meaning they were using the drug, the compounds in mushrooms that cause you to hallucinate, and they want to add them to drugs and add them to food to see if they can make people basically lose their mind and what would happen. I mean, the CIA was also involved in dosing people with acid without telling them. Real weird stuff here. The document included proposals for both short-term and long-term on humans. Drug deemed more suitable for long-term use would be designed to produce an agitating effect, producing anxiety and nervousness, or depressing effect. According to the study, the researchers experimented on humans as part of Project Artichoke. The experiments also involved vulnerable subjects, including prisoners, military personnel. God, why they always have to pick on the military with these tests. And psychiatric patients. The experiments were usually performed without informed consent. Once again, experiments were usually performed without informed consent. And informed consent is the building block, my friend, of science. I've said it and I will say it again. You have to be able to be informed what you're doing and consent to that. That is a basis of human rights in the United States. I'm going to slow down. I'm getting close to the end of the show. This makes me irritated, though, when I see this, because when you start doing experiments to people without informed consent, you don't even have a right at that point to go in and criticize the Nazis for what they were doing. I mean that sincerely. You don't. You're doing the exact same thing they did. You're experimenting on people without their consent. This is what the Nuremberg trials were about. So again, understand this. They were literally putting drugs in vaccines. It all ties in together, guys. I'm running out of time here. I'm fucking these crazy tirades. I got more stuff to cover. I ran the clock down, though, on you. I couldn't get any more stuff in the show for you today. I guess I need to start doing multiple hours. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to subject you guys to 2 or 3 hours of me ranting. Plus, by the end of that, I'm going to be just wide open. So again, get the truth out there, my friends. Follow up on your daily omega-3 subs. These are crucial. Recap on it all. Omega-3 supplements slow down aging. And I'm going to slow down what I'm talking about. Bottled water. Make sure you're being very cautious where you drink it from, especially with the nanoplastics. Also, two, vitamin D supplementation during pregnancy improves child bone health density. That's why vitamin D, it's on sale so much because people love it. They need it. They want it. And it's on product of the week for the rest of the day. It'll be changing later on this afternoon, though. So if you need anything, you know where to get a hold of us at healthmasters.com. Thank you for supporting the show, guys. Thank you. I know a lot of people that are cutting it up, just taking snippets out, which I'm totally cool with. I'm going to start doing that myself and having stuff that we can add more on social media, like 1 and 2 minute segments and shorts. I haven't been doing that as much. I've been wrapped up with so many other things, but that's on the agenda next. Check this stuff out at Health Masters. If you get good results, which I'm pretty confident you will with a lot of our products, and you get good results from it, please add a review. I love getting the reviews on here. The more reviews you add, the more feedback I get, the more people can get involved, the more people can try stuff, and they can see what they're involved and what they're getting response from on it. So be sure to check that out. And also, too, check out the protocol kits that we put together on the site. All types of different specials that we throw together on a regular basis here that you can check at the website at healthmasters.com. And if you guys have something that's really like a popular product kit, you have an idea, send me an email if you haven't seen it. I'm always open to different stuff, and I get enough people that request the same thing. I'll be more than happy to throw it up on the site and put a little special together, you know, 5% off or something, and depending what it is. So be sure to get that out there. Thank you for forwarding the show to your friends. Thank you for doing this and support Health Man. Even just buying a tube of toothpaste, like Ted says all the time. Doing something to help support the show. I'm not charging anything for this, man. I do this every single day for you guys. I mean, this is not easy work, but I love doing it. I love seeing positive results from people, and people that are stronger, smarter, faster, and more aggressive and not taking crap, especially from this out-of-control, lying, satanic government that we have now. Push back, say no, informed consent is real. Keep your heads up. Keep your mind strong. Stay in the Bible. If you got down sometimes just read a chapter. I don't have time. Just stop. Just stop what you're doing sometimes and read a chapter in the Bible. And sometimes I'll just flip it. I'll be honest. Sometimes I'm doing something. I just grab a Bible, throw it on the table, flip it open somewhere. All right, see what you got. And I'll tell you, probably 8 or 9 times out of 10, I flip it open, and all of a sudden I'm like, that is extremely relevant to what I'm dealing with right this second. Talks to you. Just thought, just an idea. And other than that, stay up to date on your supplements. Make sure you're getting the truth out there. Stay away from the high-processed foods, high-fructose corn syrup. I talked about them today. After today's show, if you got gout or inflammation or any health problems, you're still eating high-fructose corn syrup, just stop. Just stop. Appreciate you, my friends. I'll be back on this show, bringing you guys health news tomorrow as always. Have a blessed night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.